Good afternoon. My blog for today is called Are You Being Watched? It's pretty scary when your power company knows all of your movements in and out of your home, where you spend your day, and what you do every half hour of your life, whether you're in the home or out of the home. We've all looked forward to automation to make our lives easier, but at what cost? To have all your private information being collected by small machines that are installed at your request, or at least with your permission, in some discreet corner of your house. And for what purpose? To actually tell the power company how much power you are using. However, they are collecting so much more than that. They are literally monitoring you every half hour. What have you got switched on? Therefore, what are you doing with that appliance right now? Who are you talking to on the phone? How long are you on the phone? How long did it take you to get your meal together for your family? How many are you feeding tonight? Where did you go at 7:30 when you switched on the outside light? Why did you come home at that particular hour? Who's looking after your children as they start coming through the door from 3:30 onwards? They know exactly what energy your oven is using, what type of oven you're using, which heater you use, and what time you leave the house. And the list goes on. Yes, your private details are being collected every day by that smart meter in your home. It's like a robot with eyes following you around all the time. Rightly so, the Office of the Privacy Commissioner is outraged at the amount of information your smart meter knows about you. Naturally, the power companies are denying this is so, and even if it was, everything they collect is very private and in a secure place. Where is that place? Is it here in New Zealand or somewhere overseas? How do we know the security is secure where your information is being held? Is it really safe that all of this information is safely transferred somewhere on the internet? People are getting wise at last and starting to complain. Hurrah for you, New Zealanders! You are just one of more than 1.2 million smart reader clients. Let's face it, we all know that private information is constantly being shared. I mean, did you order that Innovations magazine that now mysteriously appears in your letterbox? And how did that survey person find out your phone number? Why is the library suddenly sending you information that you never ordered? The brochures and magazines keep coming, as they do even to us here in our letter rack, and we don't even have a permanent address. Sure, collecting information about power usage is understandable, but why do they need to know the minute you have left the house and for how long? Imagine a world where all the smart appliances throughout the neighborhood could talk to each other. Ponder upon that for one for a moment. I read books about the truth in this statement. Even your television is not safe, as it is now possible for it to record your private conversations in your own home. Samsung just told us that. The worry really is that any such information is easily hacked and then onsold to those who would wish you harm, either on a personal basis or by simply invading the privacy of your home when you are not there, or even when you are there. Thieves have no scruples, but they do have guns and knives. It's because if you wake up and find them, you're most likely never to see the light of day again. Professional companies have been known to deny you your benefits if you claim against them. Take, for instance, your insurance company. How do they know so much about you and your movements when they start telling you why they're not going to accept your claim? Who told them you were doing such and such instead on that particular day? Your privacy is gone, Mr. and Mrs. Public. You are now subject to electromagnetic radiation passing through you as you only walk through and around your house. Every half hour you are being monitored by a machine that ultimately traces back to an actual person in an office somewhere in the world. They are watching you. Your household routine is being monitored. What time do you go to bed and what time do you leave home? What time do the kids get home from school? Who's home when they come home? They say they only supply the law with information if and when required. Who's to say that that information and admission is correct? There are still 900,000 old meters out there that have to be physically checked. I wonder which one I would prefer were I to have a home again. But hey, this is what happens when life happens, isn't it? Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.